AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. As the nation marks a year since the onset of the pandemic, President Biden takes an historic step he says will help the country beat the virus. AP Sagar-Magani has more.
In the Oval Office, the president signed the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill that received final congressional approval yesterday.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country.
The bill's $1,400 direct payments may start moving this weekend. The bill also includes extended jobless benefits, help for small businesses, and other measures Democrats said are crucial, which Republicans blasted as overreach. The signing comes hours before the president's first primetime address, in which the White House says he'll level with the nation about the pandemic, but also provide hope.
Together, we're going to get through this pandemic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has passed two bills to require background checks on all firearm sales and transfers, plus an expanded 10-day review for gun purchases. Colorado Democrat Mike Thompson says this is to make sure
criminals are people who are a danger to themselves or others don't fall through the cracks and are able to get firearms without first passing the background check.
The measures face a tough fight in the Senate. A lawyer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says after a woman staffer who alleged he groped her declined to press charges, she went to the police. At least 121 state legislators, including 59 Democrats, are demanding Cuomo's resignation. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio agrees.
It is absolutely unacceptable. It is disgusting to me. And he can no longer serve as governor.
A charge of third-degree murder has been added against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin already faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. This is AP News. The White House says President Biden is to direct all 50 states to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccines by May 1st. That's according to two senior administration officials who briefed reporters. One of the world's largest brewing companies says it has been hit by a cyber attack. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Molson Coors Beverage Company says its brewing operations and shipments have been disrupted by a cyber attack. The revelation came in a regulatory filing. Molson Coors operates 7 breweries and packaging plants in the U.S., 3 in Canada, and 10 in Europe. The company did not say how many facilities were affected. In addition to Molson and Coors, the company's brands include Miller Lite, Pilsner Urquell, and Blue Moon. Molson Coors didn't say if the cyber attack is related to a global hack of servers running Microsoft Exchange email software. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.